That's so interesting.
Ooh, that's interesting. Well, that is very interesting. Please tell me more.
Very interesting.
Marty, that was very interesting.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to That's So Interesting, the podcast where we discuss what we think are objectively interesting things. I'm Graham, and today we're going to be talking about spring. Whoop, whoop. Birds are chirping, sun is shining every so often here in Canada. And as always, today I'm joined by Brandon and Brian. Fellas, how are you doing?
Oh, so excited that it's spring. You have no idea.
Guys, confirmation for the listeners. Raspberries start growing in the spring. That's not confirmation. What I am confirming is that there are black raspberries. No, they're not blackberries. They're black raspberries. Golden raspberries. Purple raspberries. And also red raspberries.
You know what? I've definitely seen a golden raspberry before.
Unbelievable. Good job, Edie Smith. Educating us every day.
I'm gonna want visual proof of that. Maybe make that the Instagram display photo.
The cover episode. Photo.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just a bushel of, what would you call a group of raspberries?
Bunch?
Maybe a bushel's not the right word. A bunch.
A bucket?
A bucket of raspberries, yeah. A bucket of multicolored raspberries.
That's how you pick them.
That's what we'll go with. By the bucket. Standard unit of measurement. The bucket.
So, Brian, do raspberries and jam have to do with something you like about spring?
No. No, I was just eating some rice cakes and PB and raspberry jam, and I said it was red raspberry jam, and Graham, you questioned if there were any other kind of raspberries, so.
Graham was legitimately hating on raspberries.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, I think that's a bit of a jump. Raspberries
straight
are
straight up called them out.
I'll be honest, pretty rude. Pretty rude to my raspberry friends, but I guess you know.
I thought berries weren't fruits.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you're right. Yes, it's technically either my favorite vegetable. Okay,
they're berries. You got me.
Shut up, Graham.
No, the seeds are on the outside. It's a vegetable.
Wait, it's not a vegetable.
No.
Okay, we're going to save this for another episode, but like strawberries are a vegetable, just as an example.
No,
okay.
They're not.
Wait.
Okay, time out.
Since Edie Smith was right once before with this red raspberry, let me read you this label, okay?
I don't want Edie Smith's definition of a fruit.
No, you shut your mouth, okay? Made with 100% Canadian raspberries. More fruit in capital letters. Caps. They put caps lock on to make sure that you knew it was fruit. Don't give me this. They're a vegetable crap. And they're half the calories of regular jam.
Oh my gosh.
I thought berries were just berries. Like, they weren't fruits, they were vegetables. They were just kind of like a berry. You know, like, that was their food category.
Well, I'm really glad you asked, Brandon. Fruits and vegetables are actually not exclusive categories in a technical or even practical sense, though people seem insistent on treating them that way. So that basically means that any edible plant part with a seed is a fruit. So peppers, cucumbers, peas, beans, eggplants, tomatoes, blah, blah, blah. In common use, fruit is specifically used for fruits that are often sweet, especially tree fruits. The strawberry is a bit of an odd one, right? Technically, only the seeds on the surface of the strawberry are fruits. The berry itself is not developed from the ovary of the plant, which is a technical definition of fruit, but is the swollen stem of the plant.
Wait, tell me you're reading this.
Yeah, of course I am.
Okay, so wait, I didn't hear that it was a vegetable, though. I didn't hear it was a vegetable. I heard the outside's a fruit and the rest is a swollen stem.
The stem makes it a vegetable.
No, vegetables aren't stems. You don't eat the stem of your pepper.
What do you eat? Celery?
You don't eat the very bottom of the celery. You always throw that away.
You eat the stalk.
whole thing is the stalk and stem are synonyms.
No, they are not.
Oh, disagree.
That, once again, generalizing, my raspberries are offended. My god damn. Celery is offended.
I think this is my favorite part of spring.
Okay, for real talk though, I do love planting vegetables in the garden and flowers and seeing things grow. That is a great time of spring. It's like getting excited for what you're going to grow. So,
Do you see skies of blue and red roses too?
I see trees of green, red roses too. That's it.
Oh, that what beautiful. A tease.
Yeah, that does say a lot about our society, eh? How we like to really categorize everything, including fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, let's not. this is when we should have talked about fruits and vegetables during that episode.
Yeah, you're right. There's going to be a part two for that episode.
Yeah, there probably will be. Classifications. We're so set on classifying things. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's the 21st century.
I feel like that's like the type A of our society is everything has to have its place.
Everything has to have a label. Why do things need labels?
See, this is where I'm okay with a hot dog being a sandwich if somebody wants it to be. But there's people like you who just don't let it happen.
It's because it's a taco. Anyway. One of my favorite things about spring is it's finally right around the time of year that people shut up about how they can't wait for winter to be
over. Oh my god, give it a rest. Move somewhere warm. Grow up.
And admittedly, this could be a bias of me actually enjoying winter, but I agree, like, mid-March, like, yeah, winter can pack it up right around the time that it technically becomes spring. And I'm in the same boat as you, so, like, I don't need to have the conversation with you about how, like, oh, can't wait till, you know, t-shirt weather is here. It's like, yeah, same, Martha, but, like, you know, just give it a couple more
weeks. Easy, Janet.
So that's honestly something that I really enjoy about spring, because we can move to other awkward small talk conversations and not talking about how there's this mutual hatred of winter that overstays its welcome.
Yeah. Mm. It's funny, like, one of the reasons I love spring is that it's like the season of firsts, right? Mm. It's, you know, the first bike ride outside. It's the first time you go for a leisurely walk for a lot of people. For me, it was the first time going kayaking in the year is in the springtime, right? It's the first time you get sunburned in the year or like whatever. One of the interesting things being in Florida was that because it's always so hot and, you know, the weather's relatively nice all year round, is that talking to people who moved down to Florida for work, they often said they miss seasons. Like, they miss right. the mm-hmm. fact that the weather changes. Because I think it helps you appreciate summertime more, right? So, like, people complaining about the winter only kind of exists because they have the fortune of complaining about the winter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you appreciate spring and summertime.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that recently as well. Like, I just enjoy all four seasons to varying degrees. I don't know if you guys would agree. Well, I know you don't agree, but spring is the fourth best season.
Whoa, hot take.
I appreciate all of them for different reasons, right? Like I do agree with those people who are down south that miss the seasons because there's something that you're not getting. And I just appreciate the different things from each one.
I can get behind that. Spring is probably the fourth worst season.
Yeah,
fourth worst season.
It's the same thing.
Well, fourth worst would make it the best.
Actually, no. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. This.
Celery is a celery is the freaking roots. Holy.
Yeah. I don't want to get too bogged down in that. What? Give me your seasons in order, in rank order.
Who?
Either of you. Both of you.
It's almost constantly changing. I'll go
pun intended.
Fall, winter, summer, spring.
fall, winter, summer, spring.
Really? I was going to say the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like the Canadian length summer. A couple months, you get your fill, and that's
it. I can't stand humid summers. That's why it's third. And that's all we have is humid summers.
Mine's got to be spring, summer, winter, fall.
Spring is your favorite season.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
Defend yourself.
Like,
we'll fight you.
Spring is amazing because everyone is so happy because most people hate the winter. You know what I mean? So, like, the weather starts getting better. People's attitudes start going up. The days are getting longer. It's right around the time of NHL and NBA playoffs.
Okay, yeah.
It's often time, you know, for us now when school is starting to get out or starting to wind down. I don't know. You start wearing shorts. Like, you're doing all these things for the first time in the year, and, like, there's all that kind of excitement and energy, and you see all this life growing. The trees are starting to blossom and bloom, and, like, I don't know. I just, by the time summer hits, when the weather's, you know, nice more often than not, I don't know. All that stuff is kind of worn off. Or, like, it gets too hot, like kind of Brian was saying. And then people start complaining about how hot it is rather than appreciating the weather for how nice it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all fair points.
I mean, the one downside to spring is third winter, which is inevitable. So I don't want to get too excited because I know third winter is coming. But, yeah, that's why I think spring is the best. Like, it doesn't get too hot to where you can't be outside all day, but it's nice enough and it's hot enough that relative to the cold months of the wintertime, like 15 degrees seems like a beautiful day. Whereas in the summertime, 15 degrees is, you know, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer. That's my defense.
And yeah, I don't want this to turn into a shit on spring episode because I... Yeah, my thoughts on why I like spring too. Like, you already called out the good one of, like, the first. So one that's way up for me is the first run,
mm-hmm.
where you're in shorts and a t-shirt, mm-hmm. like comfortably. That is, like, such a nice experience. Now, like, I'm already ready for next year's spring because I already used that one up this year. And so, like, now I'm just sort of twiddling my thumbs and the season can go away. But, well, like,
Graham, the running guy, can still run in shorts and t-shirts.
Oh, I know. And he does. But I just mean specifically when it's finally just that comfortable temperature that you, like, you're not, you know, trying to tough it out or just not avoid more layers or something like that. That's one of those things that stands out to me as something that makes spring awesome.
For sure. And then you can keep experiencing that same experience in the spring. Yeah. And still run long distances in the middle of the day because it's not overbearingly hot like it is in the summertime. I don't know. I think maybe this year I'm just more grateful for spring than ever because of the winter we had in Edmonton.
Yeah, so you're so desperate.
I'm just so done and I just need something else that's not winter. And I'm like, spring, you'll do. You know, like, the drastic change. And, like, we've been having great weather. So, like, you know, I got back to Edmonton at the beginning of May and we had snow. You know what I mean? And today today is the 13th and it was 22 degrees outside.
Must be nice.
So, like, that to me, that kind of drastic change probably is helping persuade me in making the case. For why spring I think is the best season, but
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
You know what? One of my favorite things about spring is watching NBA games like last night with my boy, Kawhi Leonard, hitting a shot that no one has ever seen go in like that, ever.
Yep.
And it drops. Unbelievable.
I'll tell that story to my kids.
Unbelievable. Like one of the top sports moments of all time.
Oh, for sure. A series winning game 7 shot at the buzzer.
And the way that it went in.
Yeah.
Like,
I
Brandon,
I thought there was no way it was going
you
in.
Play basketball.
I thought there was no way it was
going. Have you ever seen a shot from that spot on the court with not a whole, like, there was arc, but like it wasn't to the rafters and down, hit the rim, go straight up, hit the rim again, straight up again, hit it twice more, and then drop, like, all on the same side of the rim, didn't bounce back and forth.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of basketball in person on TV. I've never seen a shot like that, ever.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know, like, sometimes you'll see one bounce, maybe two bounce. You know, sometimes you'll get the toilet bowl shots where it kind of rolls around the rim, but I think that's more common than getting four bounces. And it was funny, like, the starters is that show on NBA TV that I watch, like, Lee Ellis on Instagram tried to repeat the shot, and I think he must have been out there forever just trying to shoot the shot and get the bounces right, and, like, he couldn't do it. Because it's so rare and it's so random. But again, you only get these kind of moments in the spring. Why? Because the playoffs happen in the spring.
Playoffs?
Game 7, double overtime, NHL playoffs? In the spring.
Yes, can't argue with that.
That's a hot take. Right?
Straight facts, man. That's a cold take.
That is well, it's an honest take, I'll tell you that.
It's a factual take.
It is.
You know, I'm not going to spoil anything, but Game of Thrones.
I don't
gore.
I don't watch it. I'm tuning out. You can't ruin it for me.
Game of Thrones gore only in the spring, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Drogon. That's all we'll say. Something else that I just genuinely do like about the spring is it seems, Brandon, you sort of mentioned it, just everyone else is happier. Mm. As someone who genuinely likes winter, as you could tell from my list, I honestly don't like really feel that much of an emotional or spiritual change in myself, like, with the weather, which I think I am overall grateful for. And obviously I enjoy the sun, and the sun is good to have around. But in general, it's seeing the uplifted spirits and quicker to smile.
You have a sun? Everything. You have a sun that you generally enjoy having around?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Helios.
Oh, he's Greek. Nice. He's Greek. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. The world revolves around him, you know?
Like it. I love it.
But yeah, just, you know, for anyone who might legitimately suffer from, like, a seasonal depression disorder or just enjoys seasons other than winter, I do genuinely look forward to spring for that reason, because I know it adds a lot of comfort to a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some stat going around. It always goes around during the fall or during the winter. Like, over 10% of people have seasonal depression or experience seasonal depression.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think it's probably more, because you're right. I think the majority of people, when the weather starts getting nicer, I think people just start, I don't know, being happier. Like, driving is better. You know, you have to worry about snow or ice or, you know, like, any of those just, like, other stressors in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Speaking of firsts, you get your, well, I mean, you can get car washes all year round, but generally speaking, I'll get my first car wash in the spring. And it's probably one of the greatest feelings is getting a freshly washed car. I don't know about you guys, but man, you go through that 4 or 5 minute car wash and it's just such a nice feeling. You get home, you park, and you're like, wow, that's what my car looks like. That's nice.
100%. So when you say 4 or 5 minutes, like, are we talking deluxe here? Is this the basic package? Like,
yeah. This is something that I wanted to talk about. I used to only get the basic package, but then I found
with a side of pumpkin spice latte.
A side. It's the main, my friend.
Oh, I thought the wash was the main.
Oh no no no!
I'm so confused.
But then, like, it just didn't make sense to me. Like, for maybe $3 to $4 more, you can get a ton more features. And I justify it by feeling like I need to wash my car less.
And
I don't know. I don't know what your guys' take on this is. I feel like
you get a little wash in your undercarriage too.
You do get the underbody spray, which is important if you're living in an area where there's the salt on the roads, because you do get all that salt spray. The fear, obviously, that it could erode some of the body and the metal, although most of it's been treated by the manufacturer anyways, but...
Allegedly.
But of course, like, stuff wears off as time goes on, so it's never a bad idea. But I just feel like it's just more thorough. And I don't know. My car treats me well, so I like to treat my car well.
So this winter was the first time I actually bought a car wash package. I pay $17.99 a month. Unlimited washes of deluxe packages. Yeah. And in the winter, going to the car wash was one of my favorite things to do. It was wonderful. Having a nice, perfectly clean car in the winter. No one has that. No one.
Just got myself a garage.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
$17.99 for unlimited.
Unlimited. Yeah.
Isn't it like $15 for a single car wash?
That's why it's a no-brainer.
And the listeners can tell from my perspective how often I get a car wash.
Spend money to save money, Graham. Jill Knight 101. Jill Knight 101.
The only problem with car washes in the wintertime is that, you know, where we live, or, you know, in Waterloo and Ontario, and where place where it gets really, really cold. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gets too cold and the car wash closes.
That happened. That happened this year.
Yeah, this creates unnecessary lineups at the car wash.
Yep.
In the wintertime, which takes forever because everybody has a deluxe package or unlimited washes or car wash pass or something, or people are just getting their car washed because of all the road salt, and it can take forever to get through a car wash, which just makes it so inconvenient.
Yeah, again, okay. Things that I do not face on a week-to-week basis. I'm sorry to hear that, though. Still worth it in your mind?
Still worth it.
Yeah, I would agree. What do you prefer, Brian? Do you prefer the... I know the Canadian Tire and Weber.
Yeah.
Has, like, the roll into the... Like, you lock your tire in and it kind of drags you through the assembly line? Or do you like the pull up to the middle and stop and let the automated thing move around your car?
Oh, see... The way that I differentiate between my washes is touchless or touching. And I prefer to be touched.
You prefer the physical contact?
I do. I feel like it gives you a better clean with, like, the cloth rubbing against you. It's just like...
Yeah. More intimate.
It gets in all the nooks and the crannies. It's nice.
I agree. I think it's definitely a more thorough wash. Obviously, people are... You know, we've gone away from the... soft touch wash because people worried about scratches and dents and
it's a car
stuff like that.
Give me a break. Don't drive it. If you don't want to get scratched, don't drive it.
Did you guys see the video on April Fools of the two guys at the gas station who dressed up as those little spinny things from the car wash?
No.
And as people were filling up their gas, they just started, like,
that's amazing. People, like, that's amazing. That sounds like something we would do.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorite things. I'll have to find that and send it to you.
Help me picture that. Yeah, so like, did they really create like a human-sized sort of like toilet paper roll around themselves?
Yes, so like imagine, you know, like imagine like a Teletubby onesie.
Yeah.
But like, instead of it being body-shaped, it's like you're shaped like one of those cloth towers that spins.
I think I can picture a Muppet that looks just like that. Yeah, that's another good thing about spring. You can get out and pull off more silly shenanigans that just wouldn't be possible in colder weather.
Yeah, or popular, because people are just generally happier. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, people are just generally more accepting of, you know...
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, there will always be those people that just aren't having any of it.
Well, for sure, but that's not dependent on the weather. Those are just the Karens of the world. The Karens of the world.
Yeah.
Apology to those named Karen who aren't. who aren't Debbie Downers. And apologies to those named Debbie who aren't Karens.
And who are Downers. Oh, nice, Graham. Good work.
Fist bump.
What do you like about spring, Brian?
I like being able to go and play sports outside again. Not that
sports.
Not that I haven't ever played sports in the winter outside, which like rugby season in high school was the go-to. There's a foot of snow on the ground and you had to go out and play rugby, but
tough guy.
Oh, it was brutal. And I'm the type of person who refuses to wear long johns or like tights.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be out there in like shorts in the freaking snow. It was bad. I was an idiot. But
so you're the type of guy who prefers hypothermia?
It's not hypothermia. I'm moving around. I'm good. You feel how much body heat I generate? I'm hot.
It is.
But yeah, no, being able to like go and run on freshly groomed soccer fields to play ultimate frisbee or soccer is like there's no better feeling.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Or cutting your grass for the first time.
I was just about to ask, where do you stand on freshly cut grass?
I love cutting grass.
Yeah, I'm up on it.
Like, probably one of my most cathartic activities that there are. When I'm mad or frustrated, like, I'll start up the lawnmower and cut the lawn 7 times.
Just keep adjusting the
height. Oh, yeah.
Like, half inch by half inch.
We got designs. We got freaking Tetris going on the lawn. Like, oh...
Just give me a nice fade.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good activity.
Can't say I have too much experience cutting grass. That was usually Ben's. That was usually Ben's job at the hub.
Ben was huge.
Ben
on cutting grass.
I think I've talked about this before. Ben, terrific roommate. Man, the guy literally did everything.
Shout out to my boy Ben.
Shout out to the boy.
Jen was just saying that too, about how her new roommate like isn't dirty by any means, but it's just like, huh, that's not a Ben hyper clean level of, you know, kitchen counter anymore.
Oh, that's right. Because Ben, like, yeah, Ben's in Fernie now, so of course she has a new roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not the same.
Yeah. Love you, Ben. Miss you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me drop you a couple facts on this year's spring. So we were talking about this earlier. First day of spring is called the vernal equinox, which in Latin translates to vernal being spring and then equinox being equal night. Now, the reason they call the first day of spring the vernal equinox or spring equal night is because the first day of spring, or the vernal equinox, has the equal number of daylight hours and nighttime hours. So the idea is that the sun is up for 12 hours, exactly 12 hours, and then down for exactly 12 hours, which I didn't know. Now, what's interesting is that we know long, 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 long time ago, before they had calculators and abacuses, they did math using a variety of instruments. And one of the ways they...
Like tuba or cello or...
different instruments.
Oh.
But oftentimes, in order to make big calculations, or I'm going to get this wrong, but they used the sun and the moon and the earth in order to figure out a variety of calculations. The Great Sphinx in Egypt points directly towards the rising sun on the day of the vernal equinox. And then Chichen Itza, as the sun is rising over the temple or over the ruins, it casts a shadow over the ruins and the staircase to show a giant serpent. So I guess every other day, you know, when it's not the vernal equinox, it still shines and still shows a serpent. But on the vernal equinox, the serpent is the biggest of all year.
Aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do they figure all that stuff out?
Aliens are smart, man. Yeah.
How do they figure all that stuff out without a calculator? You know, they didn't have the same formulaic expressions that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm still trying to figure out and remember what the cosine law was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just always impressive to figure out, like, how they could get the Sphinx to point directly at the sun on one day a year.
Yeah. You
know, it's like the math, geometry, architecture needed to figure that out.
Maybe it's because they only worked on it that one day a year. And that's so...
Interesting.
They lined it up perfectly. And then as the sun sets, it's like, all right, see ya, fellas. Like, whoa.
See you in a year. Pick it up next year.
And next year, this same time, same place. Like,
interesting.
Carry on.
That is interesting.
That's why it took so long. It's not like they had really fancy tools and they didn't rely on slavery whatsoever. It was just they only had 12 hours to do it every year. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's a theory. That is a theory.
I'm going to turn it into a law. I like somehow. It.
That's all I got for spring facts, but I thought that was actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's super neat. Because you hear about summer solstice, winter solstice, spring equinox, fall equinox,
apparently the spring equinox and the vernal equinox, sorry, that's the same thing.
And the Chevy equinox.
Apparently the spring solstice and the spring equinox are different things.
Is there a spring solstice?
That's what I was reading.
Fake news.
On Wikipedia. Like, oh, that's interesting that they're dissimilar.
It is. That one I'm genuinely skeptical of. I think solstices are summer and winter, and equinoxes are spring and fall.
Well, yeah, I did just do a quick read, so that could also be true. This isn't a factual podcast by any means.
But it's an interesting one. Roll credits.
Well, people aren't listening to this podcast and then citing us for academic reasons.
I hope they're not.
Unless it's the Art and Science of Coaching podcast, in which case, those are facts.
There you go. That's important stuff.
Spring's a good time of the year. Not my all-time favorite, but definitely not horrible.
It's okay, useful. How do you feel about patios in the spring? Like restaurant patios?
Oh, let's get after it.
Are you an eager patio guy? Or are you a perfect weather patio guy?
Oh no, any type of weather, you get after it. You just need to be mindful of what you order to eat if you're on the patio.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Like if you we have a lot of they use gravel a lot on the streets instead of salt. So what ends up happening is that in the spring, you get all this like sand from all the eroded rocks that they've had on the streets. So you get a lot of sand and dust blowing all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I'm not eating on a patio until all that stuff is gone.
Yeah, but what about if your patio is enclosed? Like if you got some nice glass, like, protecting you?
Well, I don't know if that's a patio then.
It's like front row at a hockey game.
I think it's still a patio. Outside, sun shining.
No, I'd call that a sunroom.
No, not on the top, not on the roof. Just like
a solarium.
Up to your waist.
Yeah, like, right? Up to your waist, or like maybe a little bit taller.
No, but then, no, hold on. Debris is still getting in there.
Oh, not that bad though.
Enough to protect, like, I don't know, enough to protect your glass of water.
I think so.
Like, that was one of the things we ate at that restaurant. What's that restaurant in the hotel at the Delta on King?
Proof.
Yeah. When my parents came out for convocation last spring, we ate at the restaurant and we were on the patio, and because it was so windy, all this like debris was blowing into our water glasses.
Did you ask it to stop?
Did you complain to the store owner?
my brother, he was like, "Can I get a new water?" But I was like, "Why? It's just gonna happen again."
To be honest with you, it's the old saying: is when something's wrong, or you're hurt, or it didn't go right, rub some dirt on it, and the universe is figuratively and literally doing that to you. They're taking sand, mixing it with water. That's dirt.
I don't know. I feel like that could have been avoided sitting inside. But anyways, this is what I'm saying. I'm a skeptical patio goer.
Okay.
Is what I am in the springtime. I'm waiting until the conditions are just right.
Graham and I we're not allowed to be easy, because so. From Greece, when we were wearing shorts and tank tops, everyone else was in parkas. So.
Legit. Yeah.
Apparently 20 degrees is freezing.
Entire busloads of people, like, just following us as the bus drives by, tracking us with their eyes. You feel it.
These guys are unlike us.
Yeah. But I come in. That's all right.
That's it for us on spring. As always, if you don't agree with our rankings of seasons, or you want to share yours, you can always email us at thatsointerestingpod@gmail.com, or you can get in touch with us on Instagram at TSI Podcast. Gentlemen, any last thoughts?
A strawberry is both a fruit and a vegetable.
Oh my god.
It's an inflamed stem.
They're going to end it with a very controversial statement.
All I can say is when it's springtime, just get out there and play.
What about getting out there and eating wild berries?
You could do that. I understand on that. You could do that. And berries are fruits.
And also vegetables. Get out there and play, kids.